That's right, the Roof Body of Australian Jewry has apologised to child sexual abuse victim and victim's advocate Manny Wax for not doing more to support him and other victims. Now, last week, the ECAJ acknowledged that it could have done more to support the many victims and survivors of child sexual abuse within the Jewish community. In a letter to Manny Wax, the President Anton Block said, "We also believe we could have done more to support you and work with you to address these grave injustices of the past and to ensure the safety and well-being of our children now and into the future." He said, "For that, the ECAJ is sorry. We deeply regret some of our actions and inaction and will use this experience to learn and to grow." Now, previously, Nita Manny Wax has said that the ECAJ, along with many other communal institutions, failed victims, but he welcomed this letter from the ECAJ, saying it was a powerful letter and so important to me, to my fellow victims and survivors, and indeed to many in the broader community.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the Sydney Jewish community lost a very important person, somebody that contributed so much to Australian Jews. Dr. Joachim Schneeweis passed away last week.
Nita, tributes have poured in for Dr. Joachim Schneeweis, a true mensch and a giant of the Australian Jewish community, when he passed away at the age of 89 on Monday. Now, he was born in Hanover, Germany in 1927 and survived Kristallnacht. He served the communities in many capacities through key Jewish organizations, including the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, where he served as president for two terms. And the ECAJ said this week that he combined a resolute determination to protect and advance the interests of the Jewish community with great sophistication, a gentlemanly manner, and a wonderful sense of humor. They said his knowledge of Jewish history and tradition was outstanding, and his many public addresses to the Jewish and wider communities were marked by erudition, eloquence, and wit.
Evan, if you're a coin collector, you're in for a treat. There is a new $100 coin commemorating the centenary of the Australian Light Horse Charge at Be'er Sheva. Yeah, it's 100 years ago. Celebrations will take place in Israel later this year. And I know you can attend it if you want. You can get free tickets, but you can get the special coin.
That's right. This is very exciting news for the community. The Perth Mint has issued a special gold coin, as you said, to commemorate the centenary of the historic cavalry charge by the Australian Light Horse that liberated Be'er Sheva and opened the way for British forces to enter Jerusalem during World War I. Now, the coin's vintage World War I style design and its legal tender status will make it of special interest to coin collectors, as will its limited release of just 1,000 coins, its Anzac presentation packaging, and a numbered certificate of authenticity. The general manager of the Perth Mint told the Jewish News that the Be'er Sheva coin is part of a 5-year World War I centenary series by the Mint, issuing coins commemorating Australia's involvement with the landmark battles and life on the home front.
And Evan, the Sydney Jewish Museum unveils new exhibition this week.
That's right. It'll be officially opened on March 19, but the Jewish News had an exclusive sneak peek at the exhibition. Now, on display are a potent mix of more than 300 rare artifacts from the museum's vast collection, illuminated information panels, maps, interactive touch screens, film footage, and hundreds of photographs. Now, Nita, each visitor can download an app on their smartphone or borrow a special device and earphones at the service desk that brings its theme, "Where History Has a Voice," truly alive. When visitors see photos of Holocaust survivors on the displays, often next to artifacts associated with them, they can use the app to listen to audio recordings of them speaking. They can then listen to audio clips of other featured participants, including perpetrators, bystanders, resistors, and collaborators, as well as hear insights from human rights experts. Nisa, this is an unbelievable exhibition. As I said, it'll be opened officially later this month. And for more information, you can go to Sydney Jewish museum.com.au.
Evan, it was a full house at the Ritz Cinema in Randwick last week. That was for the Sydney premiere of Eyeless in Gaza. I attended that evening and I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, that's right. As you said, a full house at the Ritz Cinema in Radwick. This film is produced by Robert McGid, who's the publisher of the Australian Jewish News, and it sheds light on how international media coverage of the Israel-Gaza war in 2014 in many cases painted Israel as the aggressor and failed to report both sides of the story. Now, Anita, the main way that people can see this documentary, Eyeless Through Gaza, is through iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And the film and the trailer is actually downloadable at www.eyelessingazamovie.com.
Is it only showing in Sydney, in cinemas, or anywhere else around the world?
Well, it was shown in Melbourne, and it's actually been shown all around the world. They've shown it in Los Angeles, New York, London, and Copenhagen, and the film's producers are distributing it through university campuses around the world through various organizations, and they also hope to present it to journalism schools as well.
Evan, we are celebrating Purim today. Can you please tell us how the community is celebrating Purim?
Well, Anita, the community have been enjoying hundreds of hamantashens right across the community from the south to the north to the east. And there are a load of events happening at synagogues. There is a cruise happening later on today that I'll be attending. It's the Chabad Bondi Purim cruise, which is very exciting. There'll be music and singing and dancing and a fancy dress parade as well. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And of course, eating hamantashens. Well, what else can you do on Purim?
Read the Megillah.
You can read the Megillah and eat the hamantashen at the same time.
Of course. Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Chag Purim Sameach. And thank you very much.